With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You never know who's going to walk in the studio. This is crazy.
Right?
Knox!
What's up?
Knox!
Hey, what's going on?
So we're live on 93.3 FLZ. Joe Show, Ashley, Terry, she runs our digital. Jed's our producer. And then Knox, he's like going to be the best, I don't know, artist of all time.
I'm trying, dude. We'll see.
So wait. Knox, where are you from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, beautiful.
I live in Nashville now, but I'm from there.
We're from Michigan.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Right. Midwest,
but Florida's
boys.
A lot better
Come
than
on.
The Midwest.
There we go.
And you've been traveling all around the world.
Yes, sir.
In Tampa today. Well, yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing a ton of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Today you head out to Orlando.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now that you're done with your tour and everything? What happens?
I mean, I want to say that I'm going to go home and like take a break, but unfortunately... Well, not unfortunately. I mean, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. But I'm going. I have 2 days home, and then I'll be in the studio all next week making new songs, and then I leave and go do a couple more radio things like this, and then I start like festivals. So I play Hangout Fest in a couple weeks in Gulf Shores. Yeah, it's gonna be super fun. We get to do the main stage, my first ever festival. I'm really stoked.
The main stage on your first ever festival.
First ever festival main
That's
stage.
That's kind of a huge deal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
What has life been like? How old are you?
I'm 26.
26.
Yeah.
All right. So beautiful. What is life like? Is it moving quick right now? Do you feel like it's moving slow? Are you like, I should have been performing on the main stage years ago?
No, I can't believe I'm doing this, like being on the radio and stuff. Like, it's so wild. When we made, you know, when I started making music, I just put out my first song like in 2022, like of August. So it's like been like a year and a half or mm-hmm. so. It's gone pretty fast. It has kind of snowballed out of, like, you know, I never thought it would get to this point.
So what has your family been saying about your life?
It's funny. My mom thinks I'm a like full blown famous person. My mom thinks
are.
I can't. My mom thinks I like can't go out in public. And then my dad treats this like a sporting event where he's like, you know, he'll come to a show and he's like, yeah, you really left it all out there. It's a good show.
I love that.
And then my mom's like crying the whole time. Yeah.
Do they go on tour with you?
They tried to. They didn't catch any of the West Coast shows, but they came to a lot of the East Coast shows. And then I'm doing another tour around July this summer. That's a lot of shows, so they'll probably come to a lot of those because they're my dad's a principal, my mom's a kindergarten teacher, so they have summers off. Yeah, so they'll
same school.
No, different.
That would be a conflict of interest,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they'll come out to some. They'll probably. I think they're gonna come. I'm doing Lollapalooza too. I think they're
Ooh,
gonna come.
Okay,
to Lollapalooza.
Chicago.
Yeah. Also crazy. Main stage, Soft Flex. No, I'm kidding.
Which like, but being from the Midwest to do Lolla is
crazy, bro. Crazy. I was there last year as like a full blown fan, and so I was like, I got to do this.
That
next
was
year,
one of my favorite stories of Chance the Rapper. Was like, he snuck into the concert like 1 year, and then he was headlining the next
right.
year. It's weird how life moves quick.
Right. I'm not headlining yet. Maybe
well, you're going day. To.
Very
we'll see
soon.
What happens.
Very
we'll
with
soon.
Your tour, are you going to come to Tampa?
I think we're coming to Orlando. Is the closest.
Orlando?
I think.
Close
yeah, we
enough.
Have one. Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be there.
Come through.
Can
come
I
hang.
Go? House of Blues.
Yeah, House of Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that venue.
Come through, bro. We'll hang. You hear that, Johnny?
Come on, man.
Get these guys in. Get these guys in.
We just became best friends.
There we go. We'll get you guys taken care of. Don't worry.
I'm honestly, I was shocked when I saw you because I really am a big fan.
Oh,
I was
you,
like
man.
Really, really, really excited about this. And I was wondering if we could play one of your songs on the radio.
I would love nothing more.
Tell us about Not the 1975.
Dude, so this is a song about a girl telling me that even though I had a record deal, I would never be Maddie Healy. And, you know.
Did that really happen?
That really happened. That
really?
Where is that girl now?
I have no idea. It was like a 30-second conversation that I had with
She's
somebody.
She's going to be blowing you up the ticket soon.
Yeah,
watch.
I mean, we'll see what happens. But yeah, yes.
Where do you meet a girl like that?
Well, so I was out in LA one time, which I hate saying that. I'm not an LA
Why?
Guy. So I'm like, I was out in LA, dude. but yeah, I was in LA on a writer's trip. And it was like the last night, and me and my buddies had gone out, and you know, I was trying to, Yeah. Trying to be cool, you know? So, and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to riz this girl up. No, it didn't work. And, yeah, I told her that I was a musician. And you tell anybody you're a musician, and they're like, yeah, dude, I bet.
Yeah, same.
In LA,
I've been
too.
A guitarist.
Exactly. I was like, no, I'm like signed to Atlantic Records, you know? I was like, and she said, yeah, well, that's cool, but you'll never be Matty Healy. And I was like, I thought that was so funny, too. I thought it was hilarious.
Of all the people, too, it's like...
Yeah, right? And I love Matty. Like, I love the 1975. Like, I'm such a fan.
Well, good for you. I just don't... Come on. Yeah. Really? Of all the people?
Right. Yeah.
I think she's a Taylor Swift fan, if I had to guess.
That's
probably why she's so...
That could be true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be true.
I walked up to a girl one time in a bar, and she said, well, you're not Ja Rule. And I'm like, Ja Rule? Why are you saying him? But, you know.
That's so funny.
Some people say I sound like him, but who knows?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready, dude. Let's do it.
Not the 1975. Let's hear it on 93.3 Joe Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.